Please go.
Okay, it is Wednesday, September 2nd, 10:31 a.m., and the September meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Michael Cyril.
Present.
Terry Brown.
Present.
Also, we have on the call Megan Darian, our executive director, as well as Scott Donald, our assistant attorney general. Declarations of conflicts of interest? None. Okay, review, discuss, approval of the minutes from the August meeting.
Okay, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to approve the August 5th, 2020 telephonic board meeting minutes.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the August meeting. Any discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, approve. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
It's been moved, seconded, and approved by the six of us on the call. The minutes are approved. Number four, agency operations review and discuss. Director's report on A.
According to the governor's office, the impact of suspension of R4-20-110C under governor's executive order 2020-15 and Arizona Department of Health Services administrative order 2020-01 emergency measures for COVID-19 still in place and has not been lifted. Also, the submission of fiscal year 2020 budget to Governor's Office of Strategic Planning and Budgeting, OSPB, has been filed.
Is that for 2022 or 2021?
2022. This is a projection for 2022
okay. And
reporting of 2021. The actual 21 and projection of 22.
Okay. Good. Let's move to number five, possible violations. Did everybody get the communications with licensed optician Quinn?
Yes, thank you.
Good chance to read it over. She did submit a continuing education that she took in January, even though it was, you know, after the December 31st, but it was before the end of January, and was very upfront and forward with coming to us with that, and just made a mistake because she had 12 credits and didn't realize two of them were the same class. So I think we can probably accept that. I'd like to see if someone would like to move that we accept that for her continuing education credit for 2019 renewal.
Okay. Oh, sorry. This is Sherry Mays, and I will make a motion to accept her credit for 2019 and knowing that it will not be valid towards her next renewal of 2022?
Three.
Right.
I'm
2022 because it was from last year.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
Okay. And she has made it clear that she is aware it won't count towards her next batch of 3-year credits. That was in her communications with Megan. It's been moved and seconded that we accept Ms. Quinn's continuing education credit to fulfill her requirements for renewal in 2019. Any discussion? Further discussion? Okay, this is Dale Nyblade. Aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Sherry Mays.
Aye.
Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Michael Cyril.
Aye.
Terry Brown.
Aye.
Okay, so we will put this one to sleep and just go forward and appreciate her being so upfront with it. As a request by the chair, I would like to see if Megan and Scott, if you could get together and talk about, is there something we can send to what was it, Walman Optical, about making sure they're doing due diligence about handing out those credits and not have this occur again. It's the only one it's occurred to that I know of, but I think we need to make sure they do respond. They say they tell the people, but somehow they didn't control those CBs. So if you could just talk between the two of you and see if there's something we can do. I don't know if we can do any kind of formal letter or if we just want to just make them aware to control passing out those CEs. Okay. So yes,
sir. Mr. Chair, if I may, Scott Donald. Yeah. The board isn't really going to be able to legally send any communication to a provider that way. The board's regulation really is just when the person hands in the CEs. If there are problems with that, you're timely providing them. That's something that may have to be addressed between the customer and the company, but the board can't really address
how they handle it. That's why I asked you to talk about it, because I couldn't think of anything we could do that would be under our purview.
Sure.
And so that's perfect. I agree with it. Megan and I kind of decided that a little bit, but I just want to make sure we had your concurrence of that. Okay, let's move on to possible violations. We've got 3 smoke shops that have not responded and 2 that have stopped selling contacts anymore. So B, C, and D we're going to have to follow up on, Megan?
Sure.
And the respondent, the A and B that responded, that will just be a on your target to go back through and make sure that they still aren't doing it. If you would, please.
Sure.
We got 6A, applications for licensed optician.
Okay, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to accept the applications for licensed opticians for 6A for Rachel Victoria Thruston and Renee Ann Gabriel.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept those applications for licensee. With any discussion? We'll proceed to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Aye.
So welcome to 2 more licensed opticians to our group. Let's
Yay.
Do 6B. Let's do 6B, application for establishment license.
Okay, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to approve and accept the 2 applications for establishment license in 6B, Costco Wholesale Optical, number 1375 in Surprise, and DJ's Optical in Glendale.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
2 more West Valley companies. I love it. We'll proceed to a roll call vote. If anyone doesn't have any discussion to do. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
two more licensed optical establishments. Join our group.
Ms. Chair?
I just joined on. This is Deb Bright.
Okay, Deb.
If I can interrupt for a second. Could ask the board to go back to five, the second part of five, responded to the board not selling contact lenses anymore. I think it may be better for the board to take a more formal vote of whether or not to proceed with any investigation against those companies. It appears that there's evidence that they may not be selling those contact lenses anymore, but the board may want to take an actual vote on whether or not to continue an investigation into them based on the present evidence.
Okay, so you're saying we should check back with all five of these, the ones we didn't hear from as well as the two that we heard from?
Oh, no, Mr. Chair, I was saying with the ones that have responded to the board that they are not selling contact lenses anymore.
Right.
You indicated that that the board that took care of the problem. That's no longer an issue. It may be better to have an actual vote regarding that, a more formal vote by the board that the board has reviewed the information provided, and it looks like no further investigation may be necessary at this time. If that were a motion that, you know, if the chair felt that there were nothing further that needed to be done at this time, a motion like that might be appropriate.
Okay. Sherry?
I am sorry, Scott. Can you repeat that?
Oh, sure. Sure. Just if a board member feels that based on the information provided by the company and the information provided, that the board could close the investigations regarding the companies under agenda item five, responded to the board not selling contact lenses anymore, A and B. That would probably be it along the lines of the motion.
Okay. So this is Jerry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to dismiss. Would that be a good way to say it? Dismiss five A and B, Loose Spot Smoke Shop and AZ Smoke Shop, as they have responded to the board about not selling contact lenses anymore.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the five second A and B's, where they responded to the board not selling contact lenses, will put a close to the investigation, and we'll put this to a vote of the board again. Roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Okay, so that will then close the investigation on those. We still have the other three that we'll be taking forward to the next meeting to be followed up. Seven, future meeting dates. October, November, December. We've got three more to go. Future agenda items. We will follow up on the three locations that have not responded to the board about selling contacts. Any other agenda items that you can think of that we need to carry forward or add? Okay, call to the public.
Can I just ask a quick question? Do we know where are we with testing? And the progress that's been made. Is that something we need to talk about in terms of how it's going on the online testing?
That would be an excellent agenda item. Sure.
We can put that on next month's agenda.
Okay.
Okay. But it looks like it's been going pretty good because we've gotten, we're getting licenses almost every meeting. So something's working. Okay. So we'll put that on the October 7th agenda, as well as the
so we'll get information as far as how many people have taken the test and what the pass failure rate is and things like that. Is that what we're going to discuss next time?
Yeah, I would like to know, like, who like the majority of the opticians, which tests they're taking and so on.
Megan, can you get that? You can get that off their applications, right? Shows which tests they took.
Actually, yes, they are taking ABO and CLE org, and a couple of them have taken next door. So it's between these two organizations they are taking the tests.
You know, I think it's really pertinent that we make sure that the passability doesn't go up or down too much from what it was previously. That would be a good keynote.
I don't know if we can do that since these are both national organizations. I don't know that they have that broken out statewide.
But we have it because we have their applications, Dale. We have it because we have their applications. So we know which ones are actually passable.
We know which ones are passing, but we don't know how many are passing versus how many are taking.
Know the failure rate.
No.
Correct.
No, actually, ABO and CLE, they send me a list every quarter, every so often, that who has passed. They don't say how many they have taken, how many they have failed. And Nextorp doesn't have that report to the board. So there is no, unless the board requests it, then we can, otherwise.
Yeah, can we talk about that at our next agenda, our next meeting then?
Yeah,
we'll talk about what we want.
May I ask
another? Good agenda.
This is Deb, and just one other thought to interject for consideration is, so, you know, going out to some of the top businesses in Arizona and asking and surveying them to say, have people had difficulties getting access? How is the testing working? You know, are people aware of it? Just a couple questions of asking some of our businesses to see how it's working. Is that a possibility? Because, it's national, but it'd be interesting to see what we have in the state.
We're beginning to get into a bit more of a full blown discussion of this. Something we probably hold for the next agenda item for the next month.
Yes, we will do further discussion in our next meeting in October. Okay, then we can hash it all out and decide which route we want to go. Okay, any other discussions? It is now 10:49 a.m. and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Bye now.
Bye. Happy Labor Day.
Bye,
you guys.
Well.
Bye. Bye.